problema.
It's a gas!
Hello there, gang. You've been listening to another episode of What Have You Here on Sheena's Jungle Room, brought to you by the fine folks at WIFMU. Thanks so much for joining me. And that last set, we began with O Level, with We Love Malcolm on Kings Road Records from 1978. We had Billy Childish and Sexton Ming after that doing Dung Beetle's Roll Again, the title track from the Damaged Goods album from 2012. We had Reverend Howard Finster after that. A tiny interview first, followed by his song Some Have Fathers Over Yonder. I found that on the compilation Folk Visions and Voices on Folk Ways Records from 1984. We had Bill Dane after that. Little Old Banjo on Crest Records from 1955. And then the Mad Daddy off of the Wavy Gravy compilation released by Norton Records in 2003. We heard a track called The Winky Eye Goes Out, followed by Priscilla Lee and the Filipino Rockets doing their best Platters, Only You, one of my favorite songs of all time. Off the album at the Far East Today, the 49th State Hawaii record label from 1960-something. If you like what you heard, you can join me every Monday. You can also find me every Thursday over on the Rock and Soul radio stream, Spinning Oldies on Retro Obscuro every Thursday at 2. My background music is, as always, It's a Gas by Alf Newman on Golden Records from 1966. Keep it tuned right here to Sheena's Jungle Room. Coming up next is Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Greg Space Brother Bishop. I'm going to leave you with one last song today, and it's going to be a group called the 45s. Kind of a power pop song, I guess. It's called Couldn't Believe a Word on Stiff Records from 1979. Thanks so much for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. Adios.
Goodbye. My baby said goodbye.
listening to Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU.
My name is Digger Colder. I'm a mortician. Now let me get a little more of this embalming fluid and we'll get the procession underway.
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
That's better. Hello. It is Stop Hitting Yourself here for Monday, January 5th. Happy New Year. It's Stop Hitting Yourself number 328. Doubles, triples, quadruples. Basically, actually the second half of the show. The first half, a couple of doubles. But let's see what we got. Thanks for being here. Thanks for reading the chats. And thanks, Kitchy Llama, for the nice transition. As always...
Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
Listen, we're not crazy. One morning, the whistles rang boom, boom. I boil a cake and drink a steak when the mud pies are in bloom. If six and six are nine, does ice come from a mine? Then old Black Joe's an Eskimo and pork from Porcupine. A pig or cow can bark, meow, but a goldfish likes to sing. I saw a frog swim up a log, but he fell and he broke his wing. I know that camels sail the sea, that we get honey from a flea, that every horse can climb a tree on the road to Mandalay. Shining bright. I'll fly a boat and row a goat, but I won't canoe a kite. If France is in Japan, what does milk come from a fan? Then Paul Revere was fond of beer, and so is your old man. Now I don't shoot bull with Kelly's mule when his foot is in his sock. A flapper's knees are bound to freeze if her fur coat is in hock. I know an ostrich has no chest, but Grandma never wore a vest. That elephants fly to their nest, oh my country, tis a vow.
Thank you.
Napoleon.
And he'll rustle a drink with your change. Oh, his horse is wry, and he sure rides high when he gets a drink or two. He's a barstool cowboy from old Barstow, and his brand is an IOU. When the last roundup's in order, and the boys stampede for the bar, he's nearly south of the border. But he'll rope them in for just one more. He's a barstool cowboy from old Barstow, and the bar room is his range. His hitching post is the old brass rail. If he can rustle a drink with your change, he's home, home on the range.
Let's take it from the top and grab the same roof. I'll dig you, baby, till you're cool and stiff.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, crazy.
Just split for the malt shop and I'll meet you inside. We'll have a sundae topped with formaldehyde.
But spooky, spooky, wild.
You've been bugging my plasma ever since you made the scene.
You're the utmost.
You just make my skull stand still with your lips of blue and cheeks of green.
The very utmost. Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, nutty.
I've got my jets lighted and my flaps are going to bend. We'll play corpse and robbers. It's a game, that's the end.
Spooky, spooky, lend me your tomb. Spooky, spooky, oh, drag.
If you ever cut out, just take me where you are. Baby, take all of me, but seal up the jaw.
You're a regular drag the knife.
What's with this tomb caper, baby? Why do you want to latch on to my tomb?
I'm setting up a wild gig tonight, and my pad isn't big enough to hold all the cats. Yours is the utter McUtmost.
Well, I'm beamed in on Screamsville, and I'm moving right now, cause you're the kind of a chick who swings. Baby, you're the lynchiest.
remember when I was a lad, what a fine baseball team we had. Folks would come from miles around to see us play. We played the Red Sox, beat their socks off. We played the Red Legs, beat their legs off. We played the Astros, but it rained that day.
Daddy played first base,
Papa played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
I remember one place so well, staying at the old baseball hotel, owned and operated by my Uncle Fred. We all laughed when he'd explain how the baseball hotel got its name. The pitcher's on the table and the catcher's under the bed.
Daddy played first base,
Papa played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
Out to the barnyard we would go, learning how to hit and run and throw. We had cows and horses all around the place. Once we laughed until we split when my daddy got a hit. He slid into what he thought was second base.
Daddy played first base,
Papa played second,
brother and sister were the catcher and the pitcher. Shortstop was a good old boy named Sue. Three big home run hitting guys out in the outfield shagging flies. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too. Brothers Art and Bart and cousin Fargo too.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to sing.
Lock your door. Watch out
for temptation, for world domination.
I am a true spy, and I'm not your average guy. The simple fact that I can't die leaves evil men wondering why. They all continually try to force out my final goodbye. And while I never seem to sweat
information through flirtation, I have always
as I get old, I'm thinking
I want you.
Do men like me settle down?
My one and only.
It never could be love, that's how it had to be. Her name reminds me of female anatomy.
Lock your
door.
Watch out
for
007.
Infiltration. Fascination.
Agents require a black tuxedo attire. License to kill won't expire. The only way we retire is when the studios hire someone different to admire. And yet I never seem to sweat. Tell me the whole plot. There is no way you can get caught. You seem to tie such a good knot. Just leave me here so I can rot. Forget the fact we ever fought. I'm thankful I haven't been shot. And have you ever seen me sweat?
Detonation, innovation.
I have a way with gadgets, all of the ones I can choose.
And it's my gadget.
I don't have any permits for anything that I use.
Such an aesthetic.
I have my way with gadgets. Somehow it always works out.
It's got explosions.
son. I'm who to blame, I've got the fame. As you take aim, I'll give my name. Bond! James Bond.
License to kill with a gun on life. He has the greatest of skill. If he's on the get to you, you bet that he will.
James Bond is his name.
From Kingston, Jamaica, to the streets of Bombay, wherever there's trouble, he is not far away. 007 means the crime doesn't pay.
Favorite gun is a Beretta. This boy is loaded with charm.
It's hard to say whether he's better
with a gun in his hand or a girl in his arms. If you're looking for trouble, well, you better think twice. 007's gonna put you on.
There we go. Here's an old favorite.
你要想做个英雄，现在你还来得及。要是你再不争气，没有女人会爱你。
I cannot answer you really.To nothing, maybe only to a tiny drop of tear that has fallen off the eye of a molecule. Yes, it is that little. For the whole truth and nothing but the truth is so big that the second drop of tear will make you crazy.You must know and be sure that this one little drop is far, far enough for your understanding in life and be a guide to your children's children and so on, that they might one faraway day receive the second drop.This one little drop is far, far enough for your understanding in life and be a guide to your children's children and so on, that they might one faraway day receive.答えできないのです。微粒子の目からこぼれ落ちる。一粒の小さな涙。それほど小さなものでも、その真実はあまりにも大きいのです。だから二粒目の涙に、喜びを感じるでしょう。小さな涙、そうです。そのひとしずくがあなたに人生を分からせてくれるには十分すぎるくらいです。 nata no kodomo no kodomo soshite sono kodomo ni made tsutae michibikeba itsuka toi hi ni futatsubumu no namida o uketoru koto ga dekiru desho.
I was thinking that would turn out to be a pretty short set, but it's almost half an hour. There's a little pre-foreshadowing couple from Uri Geller and Choir from his 1974 album. I think it's just called Uri Geller. That was I Cannot Answer You. Two versions. The last one was the Japanese version. My head exploded when I realized that he had done that album in Japanese with the same backing tracks with the English. They didn't bother to bring the choir in for the Japanese. Before that, the Habanero from Carmen by Grace Chang, who Jay said it's impressive how the translation tracks scans over the original music. Yeah, it is. She did a few of those. Whoever was doing her translations was excellent, and she was just such a consummate singer. I've played a lot of Grace Chang on the show. The Four Esquires with the James Bond theme. I think I played that on my Songs You Didn't Know Had Lyrics show. Before that, Golden Tusk doing his version of the James Bond theme song. He's done a bunch of stuff. You just go on YouTube and look. It's hard to choose. Homer and Jethro, some of the original song parodyists. Daddy Played First Bass. Couple from Spike Jones, another original song parodyist. Spooky Lend Me Your Tomb, which I think those are... he did a couple LPs in the late 50s, early 60s, where he was just being a producer and doing amazing stuff. City Slickers with Spike Jones, which I didn't put City Slickers, I'll change it. Barstool Cowboy from Old Barstow. Starting everything off was Harry Reaser with Lunatic's Lullaby. Sounds like something that Jan would play on his show. Okay, let's do our quadruples, doubles, triples segment here. We'll start off with a nice one here. Louis Armstrong and Lottie Linya.
Oh, the shark has a pretty teeth, dear.
And he shows them pearly white.
Just a jackknife has Mackie, dear.
And he keeps it out of sight when the shark bites, so with his teeth, dear.
Scarlet billows start to spread.
Fancy gloves, though, where's McKeith, dear?
So there's not a trace of red. Oh, on the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body oozing life. Yeah.
Someone sneaking around the corner. Is that someone, Mac the Knife?
Yeah, from a tugboat by the river, Bubba. A cement bag drooping down. The cement's just for the weight, yeah. Bet you back he's back in town.
The Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out his cash. And McKeith spends like a sailor. Did our boy do something rash?
look a yeah, Suki Tadri.
Jenny Diver.
I said Lottie Lenya.
Sweet Lucy Brown.
Oh, the line from on the right, dear.
Now that Mac is back in town.
The shark babe had such teeth there, and it shows him pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Mikey, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, where's old Mikey, babe? So there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, woo, sunny morning, lies the body, just oozing light. Hey, it's someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mike the Knife? There's a tugboat, putt, down by the river, don't you know? Where it's the man just drooping on down. Whoa, that cement is there for weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mikeys back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all of his hard-earned cash. And now my keep spins just like a sailor. Could it be that he did something right? Let it not a hump, yes, Suki Tawdry. Look out to Miss Lydalinia and old Lucy Brown. All the line forms on the right base. Now that Mike is back in town, attention to Dada. Whoa, Suki Tawdry. Look out to Miss Lydalinia and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right bite, and now that Mike is back in town. Look out, old Mike, he's back.
ナイフ
ってる人なの。ベルトに下げたナイフは飾りか、キラリと光る。ナイフは私の心を燃やす。
Und die einen sind im Dunkeln und die doch man sieht nur die im Lichte, die im Dunkeln sieht man nicht.
Staying alive. Well, folk can't say pithy way, walke I am a lover man, no time to speak. Song a slur and weave a swarm, had he been kicked a room since he was born. And with his good, it is well, to make the look the other way. We couldn't don't understand the lustful lens effect on man. Be ye a sire, obey ye a wench, so we believe a squeak, faces it breaking ye every chon shocking, and we believe in quick. Living quick, living quick. Well, no, he danced a loony dance, he, and if he never can he get softly, he found he got wings of heaven on me shows. He danced often, he can soft in at laws, and it is good, it is well, he shall live and not they die. But who let do, understand, that is full in this effect on man. Be ye a sire, obey ye a wench, so we believe a squeak, faces it in breaking every chon shocking, and we believe in quick, living quick, living quick. Leave go with nowhere. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. Go with no fear, somebody help me, so I believe quicker. Well, though can say pithy way, walke I am a lover man, no time to speak. Song a slur and weave a swarm, had he been kicked a room since he was born. And with his good, it is well, to make the look the other way. We couldn't though understand the useful lens effect on man. Be ye a sire, obey ye a wench, so we believe a squeak, faces it in breaking every chon shocking, and we believe in quick. Living quick, living quick. Living quick.
Ska visioner väckas upp till slut, fast det frågor som jag trodde gav ett svar, de finns kvar, men i en ton av tystnad går i natten på min väg. Ledsamhetens vindar blåser kallt, neoners skyltar blänker tusenfalt, och den natt som konstlat solsken väcktes av, släcktes av en gryningston. Som talar ingen alls hör på, människor stannar tills de vågar gå. Någon skriver ord som aldrig blir till sång. Någon gång i det en ton av tystnad, och jag vet när
Just to stand by the flash of the neon light,
Should have put a warning for people to take Dramamine before that one. Sound of Silence by Pusinu. I don't even know how to pronounce it. Before that, obviously this was the doubles, triples, quadruples part of the show, or mostly, or only. The Peanuts with their version of Sound of Silence. Personal show hero, the Peanuts. Anna Fridlingstad with, and I can't remember how she pronounced it. Anton Iv Tisned. I can't speak Norwegian. They're from Norway, right? Sweden. Anyway, Sound of Silence. Before that, somebody known as Silly Linguistics I found online who translated Stayin' Alive into Middle English. And if you watch the video with it, you can follow along with the words. It's pretty amazing. Tabea Boss and Jonas Wolf with their version of Staying Alive. Staying Alive done as a 16th century madrigal, which is wonderful. Hal Leonard and the Marching Band. Oh, the Hal Leonard Marching Band with Staying Alive. I think I'm going to do a whole show of just marching band versions of songs because there are so many of them, and some of them are really good, and a lot of them are very silly. Hildegard Neff, who I am a fan of, actually more recent fan of. I had like one song of hers for 10 years, and then I just discovered she did Mack the Knife. So she ended the Mack the Knife set there. Misora Hibari with Mack the Knife, and Jimmy Mitchell with his version, the classic the 365 days version. And starting it off was Louis Armstrong and Lottie Lenya with a wonderful version of Mack the Knife from, it's not a date. I think it was the early 60s or late 50s. Could have been, should have been. Anyway, it has been Stop Hitting Yourself, and we will see you next week. Thanks for being in the chats. And stay well. And you can stop hitting yourself now. You can start hitting yourself again. This is the not hitting a part of your day, or a part of your week anyway. You only get to do it for an hour a week. So go back to hitting yourself, which is basically what we're all doing as we get through life. Okay, we'll see you in a week.
just to prove that I can. Well, I'm a gamekeeper, mister. You didn't hear what I said. Well, I'm a gamekeeper, mister. You didn't hear what I said. Got a man-trap set for you. Gonna take off your leg.
You know, darling, I anyway. boom 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 boom